Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You're listening to Iman FM and assalamu alaikum to all of you. My name is Zaid Haq. You're listening to Sports Week, and as I mentioned, this is live on Iman FM every Wednesdays 10 p.m. to midnight on imanfm.com, on the TuneIn radio app, and also live in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire on 103.1 FM, and also live on Dawn FM on 107.6 FM in the Nottingham and surrounding areas. And like I said, you're listening to Sports Week. And for those of you who've been listening since 10 o'clock, well done. And those of you listening in for the first time today, well done to you. And I'll be with you until 11:56 p.m. And in the first hour, I did all the football. It was the Premier League Championship, League One and League Two, and also all the Europa League Champions League results. And also I did a preview of the Premier League coming up on the weekend. Always do the cricket hour, but as you know, it's not much cricket happening. So what I decided to do, I'll still talk about the cricket, because obviously Pakistan's tour is coming up starting a week on Friday. Before I do that, there is some football I do need to go through. Otherwise, all of you will start complaining that I haven't mentioned Man United and somehow I'm against Man United. So I will do the cricket in a moment, but I'll just finish off the fixtures, because as I mentioned, there were quite a few fixtures. So I did mention the fixtures in the Premier League. So I mentioned what's coming up, but I do need to mention the Europa League, because obviously we've got English sides playing in them, including Manchester United. So I'll mention them, and then obviously I'll quickly mention the fixtures in the English domestic leagues as well for our teams in the Sheffield, South Yorkshire, and also in Nottingham. So let's move on to the Europa League. And as I mentioned, the matches are coming up tomorrow. So if I just go through them, so you can mark these down in your diary and watch these matches, and give you the fixtures for those. So Europa League starts tomorrow. This is the group stages. So we've got Feyenoord at home to Man United. So any Man United fans out there, you can give me a call during 11:30 and give me your thoughts on how you think that Man United will fare in the Europa League. So Feyenoord against Man United is tomorrow, which is 15th of September. That's a 6 p.m. UK time kickoff. And we've also got Southampton playing tomorrow against Sparta Prague. They're playing at home, and that's a 8:05 kickoff. And so there's quite a lot of matches in the Europa League. There's quite a lot there. So, but these are the two that are playing from the English Premier League. So it's worth watching those matches. So this is the Europa League for tomorrow, the 15th of September. And in terms of the championship, I'll give you those fixtures as well. I don't want to leave you guys out. And like I said, if you want to mention any football or cricket, then you can give me a call at 11:30 this evening on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. There are other ways of getting in touch with Iman FM on social media. On Facebook, it's Iman FM Radio. So type that in and follow, like the page. And on Twitter, it's Iman FM 1031. I'm also on social media as well. On Facebook, it's One Zaid Media. And on Twitter, it's at One Zaid _. So I'm going to go through the fixtures in the championship coming over the weekend. And the fixtures for the championship regarding the local teams, we have Blackburn at home against Rotherham, which is a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday the 17th of September. We've also got Nottingham Forest against Norwich at home. That's also a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Then we've got Birmingham at home against Sheffield Wednesday, which is a 5:30 kickoff and live on TV. And those are the fixtures for you on Saturday the 17th of September for those local teams. And if I go, if I give you the fixtures in League One over the weekend, so what we have on 17th of September is Sheffield United, the Blades at home against Peterborough. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, the 17th of September. And if we move on to, I'm sure I mentioned Nottingham Forest, but let me go back. So apologies for not mentioning Nottingham Forest. It wasn't intentional, but let me just go back and mention Nottingham Forest before you all start ringing me and say, what's happened to Nottingham Forest? Yeah, I did mention them. So my apologies. Nottingham Forest at home against Norwich. That's the 3 o'clock kickoff this coming Saturday. And if I go on to League Two and give you the information regarding Notts County. So Notts County are playing on Saturday. That's also a 3 o'clock kickoff, 17th of September, away to Cheltenham. So another big game for Notts County. So those are your fixtures there. And finally, I just need to update you with any other fixtures that you need to be aware of. And so you're all up to speed. So let me see if there's any other fixtures that I need to tell you about. So like I said, I mentioned all the football so far and any other fixtures that's worth you knowing. So I'll give you the fixtures for them. So in terms of the Champions League, which I already mentioned, so let me see what we've got for you. And let me see if there's any fixtures coming up next weekend. Next week, sorry. So there's no fixtures in the Champions League next week. But so that means you'll probably be playing a couple of weeks' time. So those were all your football. And like I said, 425-200. And let me know your views as well. So let's move on to the cricket. I did say I was going to mention Pakistan. And I'm going to do that now. So first of all, for those of you who don't know, Pakistan have chosen their T20I squad for the series, their home series, Pakistan's home series against West Indies. That starts on Friday, the 23rd of September, so a week on Friday. And so the first match takes place on Friday, the 23rd of September, which I just mentioned, at the Dubai International Stadium. The second match is on Saturday, the 24th of September. That's also at the Dubai International Stadium. And the third match is on Tuesday, the 27th of September, at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium, also in the UAE. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through the squad. And so make sure you keep a note of this. And when the phone lines open for the football and cricket at 11:30, I want you to call in on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200 at 11:30 on the dot. And let me know your views regarding any of the football and also Pakistan's squad. And how do you think Pakistan will play against the world champions, world T20 champions, West Indies? So the captain is Sarfraz Ahmed. Then you've also got Shajil Khan, Khalid Latif, Babar Azam, Mohammad Rizwan, Imad Wasim, Hassan Ali, Muhammad Amir, Wahab Riaz, Sohail Tanveer, Muhammad Nawaz, Shoaib Malik, Umar Akmal, Saad Nasim, Roman Rais. So obviously the big inclusion is Umar Akmal, because he's been playing fantastically well in the domestic league. So he's got a recall. And to be honest, I've given up on Umar Akmal. I had high hopes for him playing for Pakistan. He's got so much natural potential, but he's never fulfilled it, and I can't see him fulfilling his potential for Pakistan again. So I don't know why Pakistan are so keen on picking him again, because domestic form doesn't necessarily translate into international form. So I'm disappointed that Umar Akmal's included in the squad. And I'm not too sure why we still persevere with the likes of Sohail Tanveer and Shoaib Malik in T20. Surely these guys have been around for a very long time. It's about time.